Welcome to Think About It Podcast, Episode 2. On today's show, we will be discussing 5 steps that will help you with love and relationships. And those 5 steps are as follows. Step 1, examine yourself. Step 2, be confident and not desperate. Step 3, ask questions. Step 4, set a foundation. Step 5, commit and dedicate. So let's get right into it. Step 1, examine yourself. It is so important to examine yourself and build your own personal foundation before becoming involved with someone else. You have to find yourself and figure out what you want. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time and other people's time. It's understandable that you have to date in order to figure out what you want. However, that does not give you the excuse to become a serial dater and hurt other people. During the time that you are examining yourself, you should really be analyzing what it is you want in a partner. This is a very important part of the entire dating process. To be honest, this is also the part that leaves a lot of people single. You have to be able to offer your partner something in return. During step one, you should really be analyzing your foundation. What do I have to offer this person? What are my strengths? You cannot become involved with someone expecting them to bring everything to the table. Relationships like that are destined for failure. One of the purposes of a relationship is to be there for one another and offer support. It's really unrealistic for you to request a partner that, for example, has an Ivy League education and a $100,000 car and who is very wealthy when you have nothing to bring to the table. That's not saying that you need an Ivy League education in order to obtain a respectable partner, but you do need a strong foundation and skills to maintain a partner with an Ivy League education. You must have other things to bring to the table, especially if education is not one of the things that you currently possess. If you want a partner that's grade A and you are currently a grade D, then you need to learn how to enhance the skills as well as the positives that you already have. For example, start reading current events, books, go to the gym, learn to cook, learn to clean, and learn how to carry a conversation and be confident in yourself. And just to clarify, especially for the women out there, when I say learn to cook and clean, I am in no way implying that you become a housewife or Miss Betty Homemaker. What I am saying is that you need to be self-sufficient and not codependent. You need to not be reliant on fast food or other people to feed you. It's a big turn on for people when you're independent and self-sufficient. Just keep that in mind. You would be surprised how many individuals out there cannot take care of themselves and they are currently seeking relationships. How is it that you're seeking a relationship to be with someone else and to care for them when you cannot care for yourself? If you want a smart partner, then you must be smart. And that's why I suggest reading current events and books. Stay up to date on things that are going on around the world. And go to the gym. If you want someone who's healthy, who has a good spirit, and who has, you know, a positive attitude, then you need to have a good spirit. You need to be healthy, and you need to go to the gym. It's not necessarily about tit for tat, but you need to have something to bring to the table. You can't expect everyone to do and bring everything for you. I often hear women and men without jobs, education, or skills requesting that their partner possesses everything that they don't. Yes, in some cases, if all you have going for you is your looks, then you can get by. Yes, you can obtain a relationship, but you cannot maintain a relationship. It takes more than good looks to get you through those rough times. Allow me to elaborate. 1, if you can't carry a conversation, having an emotional connection with someone is a huge part of a relationship. If you're not able to be compassionate and articulate relevant feelings, People will emotionally stray. It happens all the time. 2, what's separating you from all the other hot people in the world? Because everyone knows that there are beautiful people everywhere you go. That really comes a dime a dozen. Honestly, there's nothing special about a beautiful person who is dumb, because there are millions of them. During step 1, you should really be making a list of all the things that are truly important to you. And just as a disclaimer, this list is not something you carry around in your purse, wallet, and or bring out on a date, or at all. It's more of a mental checklist. Feel free to write it down, but again, it's more of a mental checklist. What you want in a person shouldn't start off with how expensive he or she's clothes are. If it does, then you're not ready for a real relationship, because things like that do not matter. You should start off with a list of things that do matter, like maybe perhaps honesty, respectfulness, strengths, reliability, success, and thoughtfulness. Who really wants to date a cheater with a nice car? Where are your priorities? Where is your worth? And remember, ladies, just because he may not have the most glamorous job at the moment, that's not always a deal breaker. He might be working his way through medical school or law school. You can't always judge a book by its cover. I cannot stress that enough about judging a book by its cover, because the cover does not always truly represent the content of the book, and you cannot forget that. Many of you men out there meet beautiful women all the time. Beautiful women with perfect hair, perfect skin, and perfect teeth. But then you realize that she wears fake hair, and that she wears makeup, and she had braces at one point. That's a deal breaker for some guys, but it shouldn't be. You should really love people for who they are and not for who you want them to be. You have to think about it. Everybody goes through, you know, different routines to keep themselves looking the way that they do. No one is naturally good looking. Everybody has to shave. Everybody has to wash their face. Some people have to use acne cream. Some people whiten their teeth. Some people have to get their hair cut often. No one looks beautiful naturally. No one just wakes up in the morning with perfect manicured nails and feet and perfect hair and perfect skin without doing anything to it. Even if it's just bathing on a daily basis, everyone needs maintenance. Maintenance is maintenance. And just keep that in mind when you're judging someone for, you know, wearing makeup or having braces or having had braces or wearing fake hair or, you know, manicuring their hands and feet all the time. Maintenance is maintenance. No matter what degree, maintenance is maintenance. And just keep that in mind, because you never know what's going to happen. You could marry the most beautiful woman in the world, and she could have the most ugliest soul. Or you can marry the most beautiful man in the world, and he could get sick, and that could transform his body and his looks into something that you would have never expected. Someone could get in an accident, and that could change their whole appearance. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to leave? That's why it's so important that if you're going to become involved in a relationship, to love people for who they are and not for who you want them to be. Looks are important. Let's be honest, but you have to be able to look beyond that. It shouldn't just be about looks, because a beautiful face is just a beautiful face with nothing behind it. But a beautiful face with a beautiful personality, well, that's special, and you have to keep that in mind. And you have to be open. Don't limit yourself by saying, I only want, you know, this person at this weight and at this height. Because you never know who's going to save your life. You never know who you're going to fall in love with. That's why I can't stress it enough about making a cohesive list of things that truly matter to you, things that you really want in a person, like honesty and thoughtfulness. You shouldn't limit yourself by creating expectations of a person that is only between 5'10 and 5'11 or only between 120 and 123 pounds, because you could be missing out on the person of your dreams just by a pound or just by an inch, and that's unfair to you. If you take the time out to ask some people who are in serious relationships and ask people who are happily married, especially women, what they envisioned of their spouse, some of them will tell you that they envisioned a knight in shining armor and living in a spectacular house. But what they got was a lawyer, and what they do have is a great house to live in. And that's what really matters. Sometimes we don't get everything that we want, but we get what we need. And at the end of the day, when you're spending the rest of your life with this person and you're having your ups and downs, you're really not going to say to yourself, or you really shouldn't be saying to yourself, this wouldn't have happened if this person was 1 pound lighter or 1 inch taller. Just think about it. One of the most important questions that you need to ask yourself during step one is, what am I looking for? Am I looking for a friend with benefits? Am I looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Or am I looking for marriage? Please do not become involved with someone with the attitude of, let's just see what happens. I'll tell you what happens. Someone gets hurt, always. It's better to be honest with somebody and have them walk away than it is to be dishonest and have them break your heart, or vice versa. Believe it or not, a lot of people will have the mentality of saying, well, maybe I'll just say I want a friend right now, and that way I won't scare him off or push him away. That's a bad approach. As I just said, it's better to be honest with someone and have them walk away than it is to be dishonest and have them break your heart. During the process of examining yourself, you really should be analyzing what you want. And most importantly, what you don't want. Please do not settle. That's a recipe for resentment and unhappiness. You have to make a list of things that you won't settle for, and you have to firmly stick by them. But keep in mind that everyone has baggage, including you. And remember when meeting people that sometimes a good explanation for baggage is not always a good excuse. Remember, this list should be realistic. For example, your wants should be honesty, loving, thoughtfulness, and not $1 million in the bank, loves to give diamonds, and has no baggage. And for example, the things you don't want should be a criminal record, disrespectful, crazy, and a bad attitude. And they should not be has never been in love with anyone other than me, the wealthiest person in the world, and best friends with all celebrities. Let's keep it realistic here. So just to reiterate, find out what it is that you want, what type of relationship you're seeking, determine what you can bring to the table, determine what's important to you, and what do you want in a partner, and what you won't be able to settle for. That's step one. Step two, be confident and not desperate. You should really be confident with what you can bring to the table. If you're a good person with a good heart and who can be compassionate and carry an educated conversation, you're already ahead of the game. You have to own all the positive things that you laid out about yourself during the examination process. Be confident in who you are and what you have to offer. The biggest mistake people make is being too desperate for a relationship. If you feel that you are desperate for a relationship, then you shouldn't be seeking one. Desperation is never attractive, and it makes you seem needy. When you're in a state of desperation, you do not act like yourself. You do or say things that you normally wouldn't say. You seem on edge and hopeless. And that really turns people off. You do not want anyone to date you because they feel pressured or because they feel sorry for you. Just relax. Don't overwhelm people with all your wants and needs within the first 24 minutes of meeting them. Enjoy getting to know them and take it slow. Take it day by day. Be confident. Be upfront about who you are and what you want. Don't be afraid to disagree on an issue. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Oftentimes, some will attempt to hold back and pretend to be perfect, and that always blows up in your face. You will end up in a situation where you are unhappy because you cannot be open and be yourself. You can become resentful towards your partner, and most importantly, you can lose yourself. It's much better to be open with who you are and what you want and have someone say that that's not for them, rather than to be fake and end up having someone fall in love with you for everything you're not. If you want someone to love you for you, you have to be you first, and you have to own it and love yourself and be confident. So just to reiterate, step two, be confident and not desperate. Do not overwhelm people with your life story within the first 24 minutes of meeting them. Take it slow. Take it day by day. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be afraid to disagree. Remember, in order for someone to love you for you, you have to be you. Step three, ask questions. I cannot stress this enough. Ask questions. It shouldn't take a month into the relationship for you to find out that this person has been to prison or that they have three kids. Please do not be afraid to ask questions. It's definitely not about overwhelming someone with 100 questions, but it's about asking them the right few questions. You shouldn't be badgering someone, but you should feel comfortable asking them about their 5-year plan, which is essential. Ask about past relationships, current relationships with family. Have they ever cheated? Do they have any kids? Have they ever been married? Are they married? Have they ever been arrested? And how many serious relationships have they had? You have a right to know. And it's definitely a red flag when people are not forthcoming with this information. If someone cannot be honest and open with you with basic information that you have a right to know, then this is not the person for you. Trust me when I say you have every right to know what they're looking for in a relationship. Are they looking for a friend with benefits, a serious relationship, or marriage? You have to protect yourself. The last thing you want is to allow yourself to become involved with someone who's only looking for a friend with benefits when you're looking for a boyfriend. Please do not settle. Do not set yourself up to become hurt. And remember, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Meaning that if a person says that they're looking for a friend with benefits, believe them and move on. Too often we try to change people and fix them. They do not need to be fixed nor changed because that's just where they are in their life right now. That's just not what they're looking for. You can't waste your time trying to fix something that isn't broke or trying to change someone who doesn't want to be changed. So move on. Granted, people lie and say they want one thing when they really want another, but you have to use your better judgment. You can't keep allowing someone to come back to you when they make a lot of mistakes and they don't change. You have to know your worth. Put your foot down. As I mentioned in step one, in examining yourself, you already established what you won't settle for, and you must stick to that firmly and not falter just because a person is attractive or wealthy or because you like or love them. Remember, a good explanation is not always a good excuse. And lastly, in step three, when you reach a certain plateau with your significant other, it is so important for you to meet their friends and family. See really what type of relationship they have with their parents and friends. You can tell a lot about a person by the company they keep. This is a huge step, and sometimes a difficult step, depending on that person's relationship with their family. but this is something that needs to be done sooner rather than later. You have to see where this person comes from and how they are around people who know them the best. It is essential. And that also confirms their identity, who they are. If they say that they're this type of person and you see that they act that way towards their friends and amongst their family, that's confirming. It's reassuring. We live in a society where anyone can say that they're anything or any type of person, and you need reassurance. You need confirmation. That's your right. So just to reiterate step 3, ask questions. It shouldn't take you a month into the relationship to figure out whether or not a person has been to prison or that they have 3 kids. You have a right to know what someone is looking for in a relationship. This will save you a lot of heartache in the end. And remember, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Some people are just the way they are. Don't try to change them. Just move on. And remember, people do lie. Say they want one thing when they really want another. But use your better judgment. Meet their friends and family. See where this person comes from. Step 4, set a foundation. Setting a foundation is really important for any relationship. Now that you both have established that you both want to be in a committed relationship, you need to work towards keeping the integrity of the relationship. You both want the same thing, the important things. You have to keep in mind that things change and people change. You have to remember that people change in different paces, at different times, and in different ways. Just go with the flow. Be compassionate and understanding. Not everyone loves the same way you love. And you either have to accept that or move on. Keep in mind that everyone does not see commitment in the same way. One of the most important things that you can establish during this 4th step is, what is cheating? This is really important because a lot of people have different interpretations of what cheating is. For example, to one person, cheating could be flirting with another person or remaining friends with their ex. And to another person, cheating is just sleeping with someone else and kissing is okay. You have to establish that in the very beginning of the relationship. What is and what is not appropriate in your relationship? Be open and honest. And who cares if someone doesn't like it? You can either be open or be cheated on. It's your choice. Be confident. So just to reiterate step 4, setting a foundation. Keep in mind that everyone changes in a different way, at a different pace, and at different times. And remember, everyone does not see commitment in the same way. Establish what is cheating, what is appropriate, and what is not appropriate. Be honest. Be upfront. Who cares if someone doesn't agree or doesn't like it? It is much better to be open and honest than it is to have your heart broken. It's your choice. Be confident. Step 5, commit and dedicate. In any relationship, you must be flexible and open. It's so easy to find a relationship, but it's hard to maintain a relationship. You definitely do not want to engage in any type of relationship with a person who is always breaking up with you. Everyone knows that couple that's always off and on again. That's really unhealthy. I'm not talking about people who break up twice in a year. I'm referring to breaking up every other day. You do not want to be in a relationship with anyone who has no qualms about giving up on you, kicking you to the curb, anyone that you're disposable to. These serial relationship enders, as I like to call them, they're insecure people. Instead of dealing with people's issues and their own issues, they rather run. It never gets easier for them because no one is perfect and they cannot take the time out to accept that. Once someone has made a mistake, they run for the hills because they are insecure about being hurt. They're so scared. Honestly, if you're scared of being hurt, then you do not need to be seeking a relationship. You will inevitably be hurt in a relationship because you are human, and hopefully so is the person you're dating. As I always say, nothing in life is easy. Everything takes work, and if you're looking for instant gratification and perfection, you have a lot of things you should be working on within yourself. That's not what a relationship is about. It's not about having a personal slave to agree with you at all times, that you can control, that never makes mistakes, and that only does what you want them to do. You have to realize that everyone does not perceive love, success, drive, and commitment in the same way that you do. That's why when you're examining yourself, you must establish those expectations and boundaries. So just to reiterate all the steps. Step 1, examine yourself. You have to find yourself and what you want. Otherwise, you're wasting your time and the time of people around you. Step 2, be confident and not desperate. You should really be confident with what you can bring to the table. If you are a really good person with a good heart, who can be compassionate and carry an educated conversation, you're already ahead of the game. Own all the positive things that you laid out about yourself while setting up your foundation. Be confident with who you are and what you have to offer. Step 3, ask questions. Again, I cannot stress this enough. Please do not be afraid to ask questions. It's not about overwhelming someone with 100 questions, but it's about asking the few right questions. Step 4, setting a foundation. Setting a foundation is really important for any relationship. Once you guys have established that you both want to be in a committed relationship, you need to work towards keeping the integrity of the relationship. Step 5, commit and dedicate. Be flexible, be open. It's so easy to find a relationship, but it's hard to maintain a relationship. You definitely do not want to engage in a relationship with a person who is always breaking up with you. Know your worth, examine yourself, be confident, not desperate, ask questions, set a foundation, commit and dedicate. And with these steps, you should be successful in your search. But remember, things change, people change. Be confident and be patient and just relax. Who am I? I'm just a person with an opinion, trying to do the right thing. Help you, help you. Thank you so much for listening to Think About It Podcast.